plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? It is well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio is it's a great bar and restaurant, I have to say. Well worth popping into. They have a great menu. They do carvery of the weekend. They have live music on some of the nights of the weekend as well. And yeah, the White Sands Hotel. Pop in and say hello and visit the Oasis Bar. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital that is on the north side of the city, why not stay here at the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Lisa. Isn't that her name? Yep, Lisa is the lady who got in contact with us, and she wrote the following. And by the way, if you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at any time to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com.
Now, just before you read out the message, I just want to point out, do not read the housing estate or the
yes,
avenue,
yeah,
the
see that, yep,
outside.
Yep, yep.
But we can say that it's based in Finglas West. But at the moment, we can't say the estate because there is...
Well, it's irrelevant anyway. It's irrelevant.
Oh, no, it's not. There's murder going on in the estate.
Okay, but let me read this. And this is from Lisa. She says, can you bring this up on your show? Because there's murder going on over what happened. My husband is facing assault charges because he gave a neighbour a dig yesterday out on the road. But it wasn't over nothing. His son and our son are both 7 and in the same class together. And their son is a little bollocks. He's been bullying my son for months and the school will do absolutely nothing about it. My son came home yesterday crying and my husband said enough is enough and called at the door and got into a row with the dad. He said that our son needs help to stop being a baby and harden up. And my husband saw red and gave him a dig because he deserved it. Any of the neighbours who've seen it happen agreed with him, giving him one because he has done nothing to stop his bully son. Any parent would do the exact same thing. The police were called and all. The whole of the avenue is talking about it. Please bring this up. And that is from a lady called Lisa. So let's put this into context. 7-year-old kid being bullied by a kid who happens to live nearby, and daddy's not at all happy.
By the way,
on the same avenue, yeah.
They live literally 5 doors from each other.
And daddy's not at all happy.
Yep.
And he saw red when the young fellow was upset, and yeah, he hit him a dig basically.
Yeah, I think he did right.
You think he did right?
I think he did right.
Absolutely. So hang on. So this young fellow is picking on.
You're not going to punch the 7-year-old who's bullying your
child. No, obviously. The young fella's being bullied, yeah?
Yeah, but please don't tell me you're going to be all left on this lefty.
No, I was about to say, more or less, 2 wrongs don't make a right.
Oh.
So this young fella gets an example of his dad being a macho man, going around and punching the lights off the neighbour. Oh, that's the way to deal with things.
No, because the father, from what I believe of this story, and we've got several accounts of what's going on, by the way, from different people who live in this estate. If you do live in this estate and you want to get in on this, and we're not naming the estate, but if you live there, you'll know, well, it's Finglas West. By the way, isn't it? Yes, it is Finglas West.
It is Finglas West, which is a huge area. So
yeah, I'm just looking at that. That's how many houses are in.
Yeah,
a couple of hundred houses there.
Anyway, the point being, I'm arguing that this isn't the way to sort this out. To go around punching the lights off a neighbour. That's the way to deal with bullying, is it?
Stick up for your kids.
Stick up for your kid, all right? No bother at all.
I know some parents say this, and they're talking shite and all that. But I genuinely mean this, yeah, with my hand on my heart. If someone laid a finger on my child, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about a kid, yeah, I obviously wouldn't start going around beating up 10-year-old kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I might threaten them verbally, but I wouldn't beat them up. But if I was getting no joy from the parents, because the parents of bullies never believe their kids are bullies, yeah?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yep.
So this father was obviously in complete denial. My little son, like you heard there, he's a little bollocks. The son is a little bollocks. Father doesn't believe it. The only thing to do is to threaten the father. That's the only thing to do. Your son...
Okay, so the difference with... Okay, he went over to the father and he wagged his finger at him and you get your son under control, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, obviously, he escalated somewhat and he hit him a dig.
Yeah, he hit him a
because,
dig.
Because the dad said, I'll get your young fella to grow up for God's sake.
Okay, yeah? So...
Harden up for God's sake.
Okay, so woke Adrian believes that...
No, don't call me woke Adrian. I hate that expression. I'm merely saying that what does it solve? What actually was achieved? By this dad hitting the other dad. What did they achieve?
A fist can solve many, many problems.
Would it stop the young fella bullying?
I'd say.
Probably not. No, probably not. That's the whole question here. Is this fella hitting his neighbour, digging the snot, going to stop the young fella bullying? And my belief is no.
You're way off the mark.
So then this is just bravado behaviour.
No, it's not. I would do, and I mean it, I would do time if someone hurt my children.
Okay, really, but it's not this father that hurt your children.
So he's the father of the little bollocks.
He was only seven. We're not talking about a 17-year-old. Built like a brick shithouse.
Doesn't matter.
We're talking about a 7-year-old.
Bullying is bullying.
I'm not going to argue that point. But he should go to the school. He should... he's just made the situation worse for his child.
No, I don't think he has.
He absolutely has.
But Adrian, what's the word for someone like you?
I don't know. What's the word for someone like me?
What's it called? An honest bystander or something like that? You're the type of person that, just, we've discussed this before in the show, you'd happily stand by and watch someone be...
No, I didn't say that.
Tell me,
other than a bit of bravado, what has been achieved for this young 7-year-old child to stop that other young fella bullying him? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If anything, it could make things worse. So, okay, the dad will probably say to the young fella, you leave little Johnny across the road there, you leave him alone.
Yeah, which has probably never been said to him before.
And that might be the case, but I doubt the young fella probably will. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me kick off with a message from a guy in a very similar situation.
Hey, lad, sorry I can't come on there, but just on my comment there, basically, I had an issue with the same thing as what he had, really. When I approached him literally about 10 times, he wouldn't do anything about it. So the second last time I approached him, I told him straight out, basically, if he doesn't do anything about it, I'm going to take it out on him. So I saw red, done it. And I tell you, my child has never been bullied since. Best thing I ever done. The only thing is, though, did get a 2-year suspended sentence, but to me it was worth it.
You see, a 2-year suspended sentence.
Adrian, telling me he did wrong. Go on, tell me.
What has been achieved by him getting a 2-year suspended sentence?
So you wind back the tape there. He says,
"I know it was never worth it."
Yeah, it was worth it. Job done.
And worth having a criminal record.
He has a suspended sentence.
It means he has a criminal record.
Well, you didn't say you just threw him a punch now. Listen back to what he said.
Hey, lad, sorry I can't come on there, but just on my comment there, basically, I had an issue with the same thing as what he had, really. Mm-hmm. When I approached him literally about 10 times, he wouldn't do anything about it. So the second last time I approached him, I told him straight out, basically, if he doesn't do anything about it, I'm going to take it out on him. So I saw red, done it. And I tell you, my child has never been bullied since. Best thing I ever done. The only thing is, though, did get a 2-year suspended sentence.
Now, all he said was done it.
Now, I'm going to message him back because
He's
actually up on the roof at the moment.
Which means I assume he hit him a dig, yeah?
Yeah.
And got a 2-year suspended sentence for assault. What's the point in that? What was achieved? So, okay, the young fella probably wasn't touched again, but this guy is a criminal record.
Doesn't matter, you do whatever you take for you. Jesus, you're an awful father, you really are. You're a spineless.
So you would happily not be able to travel to America for the sake of hitting somebody dig?
You're a spineless father.
No.
You are spineless.
It's nothing to do with being spineless.
Yeah, you are spineless.
You can deal with these things in a way that doesn't involve hitting somebody a dig.
You're a spineless
Lynn, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great.
Good, Lynn. I believe you're on your holliers.
Oh, I am. I'm hustling myself in 28 degrees.
Oh, I hate you. In Lanzarote, less.
You're only back.
No, I can't complain. I can't complain. I am only back. Anyway, Lynn, what's your view on this? A father hitting another father a dig to try and stop him bullying his child. Try and stop his child bullying his child.
Well, like I said in my comment, two wrongs don't make a right.
And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to argue here as well.
Yeah, as you just said, if he ever wants to bring his kids away to America or wherever else, he can't go because he has a criminal record. Mm.
And a suspended sentence, Jeremy, you might think it's not as serious. It is. It's still a criminal conviction.
He might not have done jail time.
He just didn't do jail time. A suspended sentence. In other words,
exactly.
You're guilty of this crime, but we just won't send you to jail. That's all.
I know.
Probably there wasn't enough room to send them to jail. That's the problem as well. You think?
Yep. Okay.
Jails are overcrowded.
He's been back on to us. John has been back on to us. Who's up the roof at the moment? And he says it was just one punch. That's bizarre that he got a suspended sentence.
One punch can kill somebody.
Yeah, one punch has killed people.
Yeah, exactly.
The point is, he, for the sake of this one punch, he got a criminal record. That makes no sense to me at all. And again,
I don't know if you're aware of something that happened in Mullingar years ago where a young lad got killed from one punch. And your man, he did do his time for it, but when he got out, he got going to Australia somehow or another. I don't know how, but he's done the exact same thing now again in Australia.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, right. Yeah. So, okay.
But
with regard to what Lisa was saying, she said the whole avenue is talking about it. A lot of the neighbours think he did right, but two wrongs don't make a right. Sure they don't.
No, two wrongs don't make a right. And again, I don't agree with the child being bullied either. Like that.
No, obviously not. Obviously not.
I do feel for the child, but obviously the way your man reacted, saying, oh, he needs to harden up and grow a pair, that's not the way to go on either.
No, and you can understand...
He needs to harden up and grow a pair, but yeah, he rang to the guards as soon as he got hit.
Yeah, no, you can understand, I can certainly understand the anger of the father when he
he
said, tell him to harden up, for God's sake.
I wind up in spitting feathers myself, but...
I can understand...
The answer.
I can understand why he would be a little bit angry over that, to be honest.
But it still
doesn't warrant giving the father a dig, does it?
No, I don't know what he could have done. But, like, hitting somebody, as we both said, he has a criminal record now and he can't travel. Or he might have. The police were called, so, you know, it's not worth it having a criminal record to punch somebody for bullying. Like,
and that's exactly the point, Jeremy.
He's inciting violence to stop it.
Now, Lisa, who sent us the message, her husband may not... She said the guards were called. I don't know if he's being charged.
If
this guy, who the exact same as that message from John that we played a moment ago, this guy could end up in court with a criminal conviction moment of madness.
Well, again, I will do...
All he could hope for is getting Judge Nolan where he'll get off.
Yeah, I'm the kind of parent that will do whatever it takes. And imagine if he did nothing and that bullying kept going on.
I'm not saying he should have done nothing. He had to do
Nobody has said he should have done nothing. But yes, violence is not the answer.
Oh, sometimes it is to deal with these thugs.
No. I do agree, like, it's not on. And, like, my comment wasn't in that flippant of a way that he shouldn't have done anything about it. But two wrongs. So he's inciting violence to stop violence.
Yes, in other words, approaching the father, speaking to the father, having it out with the father is one thing. Hitting him a dig brings it to a whole new level.
And clearly speaking, like, the father is obviously, like, I don't know what, because to say that back to a father who's trying to get his son to be stopped bullied, like, say, oh, he needs to harden up and grow up here. He's a 7-year-old boy at the end of the day.
No, I agree. I think that was bang out of order with the father to say anything like that.
But lads, if we were doing a completely different show today about a 7-year-old boy who took his own life because of bullying, we'd be having a completely different...
Oh, it would be.
Yeah.
But so that's not a conversation.
No, it isn't the conversation, Jeremy.
If my child ever arrives home crying because I will march down to, first of all, to the child, and I'd say to the child, you put your finger on my son again.
And I'll
be going straight to your dad. And then I would go to the father, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Yes, but it's bringing it to that level that you're throwing digs at somebody. That's where it's wrong. That's where you step over that line.
No, you do whatever it takes. You do, as a parent, it's your job to protect your children. You do whatever it takes.
So you'd like to be in court, Jeremy, would you?
If it was to protect my children.
But how is it protecting your children, hitting somebody a dig? How in God's name?
Because
that's just your anger. That's just your inability to control your anger.
I'm not a violent person, yeah?
Exactly, you're not a violent person.
So why would you lower yourself to that level?
Because I would not see my children... Sorry, John has been back on who did exactly this. And he wants to address some issues there. Just play that.
Oh, sorry, this is another voice note from John. Okay, hang on, here we go.
I wasn't thinking of getting arrested. I wasn't thinking about anything else. When you see your child not going to sleep every night, crying, she doesn't want to go to school. When you see your child in that position, you don't know what you're going to do. Don't judge unless you see your child like that. I'm here to protect my child and I will do anything for her. At the end of the day, I approach him 10 times and he would not do anything about it. So it's his own fault in the end of the day. Like, you'd do it if your child was like that.
Interestingly, John, we're having this conversation now. So, Jeremy, God forbid you were ever faced with that situation. He said in that message, I wasn't thinking of a criminal conviction. I wasn't thinking of ending up in court. You can now, in advance of something like this happening,
listen to the,
think about it.
Sorry, guys, did you listen to what he said? Did you just listen to what he said?
Yeah, I did listen to what he said. But he should have been thinking about how this is going to go tits up.
He has no regrets because his job...
Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
Hey, all good, all good.
Well, Lauren, two wrongs don't make a right, is what Lynn was saying. It's what I'm saying as well. But Rambo here would go and punch the lights out of any dad whose son came within inches of his child.
Well, I had the guards called on me last year by a parent. So my daughter, like, I didn't hit anybody, but my daughter was being bullied when she was in third year. It made her life an absolute misery in the year. And this was gone. She was being totally gaslit. So then one of the days last year, she rang me and said that she was leaving school. And as she was leaving school, the mother and the daughter were in the car and they were driving beside her, watching, like, staring at her, the mother was. And I said, right, I'm not having any of that. Well, not when the mother is going to involve herself. So I got in touch with the school and I said, look, it goes on and start it myself. So I told my daughter then the next day, I said, I'm going to collect you. Wait till I get there and I can see. And then you start walking by that car. She started walking by the car. The same thing happened. Then they must have caught my car because it stopped and the mother was going on. But I pulled my car over into four lanes so she couldn't get by me. Towards the window down and I let her know that in no uncertain terms, I said, all actions have consequences, and the consequences for you, I didn't know what I said, but in general terms, what I said was the consequences weren't going to be very good for her in the outcome. So later on that day, the guards, I got a call, I seen the 66 number coming up on my phone, so I rang, and he was saying, look, I said, look, nothing happened. I said, I was shouting at your one, yeah, I might have cussed or whatever at her, and he said, look, if she could charge you with whatever. And I said, well, can I get her charged then for intimidating my underage daughter? And he said, absolutely you can. And I said, well, you make sure you let her know that that's what's going to happen if I get a charge.
Right. You see, the argument is here that two wrongs don't make a right. And
but you know what, Adrian? What happened after that? I never seen that car at that school again, and my daughter, she gave me a big hug after. So thank you so much, ma'am, for doing that. And there hadn't been a thing after that. Nothing after that. It was over.
So you're glad you did what you did?
Oh my God, look, I had to restrain myself. I did have to restrain myself in the car. I stayed in the car. Well, she knew by me, but I was serious with what I said to her. And absolutely, of course, absolutely, like Jeremy said, I would do absolutely anything for my, and I would happily take a charge for my kid. Absolutely. My daughter, she gave me a big hug after that and said, thank you so much for sticking up for me.
And you know what, Lauren, if you were standing beside me, I'd give you a hug because you are a proper parent. The only thing that, and this just shows you how narcissistic Adrian is. The only thing Adrian would be worried about is, oh, I can't go on a cruise to America anymore. Like, fuck's sake.
No, that's not
yes, you are.
Nor can you go with your bloody children, for God's sake.
I can't go to Sydney on my holidays. There's bigger fish to fry than I can't go to Sydney on my holidays.
No. You need to think outside the box before you start throwing digs. Think of the consequences, the potential consequences.
Think of the consequences, as Lauren was saying, think of the consequences of allowing that to continue and your child...
Nobody has said, don't intervene.
Yeah, you are saying that.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Nobody has said that. All anybody is saying is, don't bring it to that new level. Don't bring it down as low as the other kid has brought it.
You fight fire with fire.
You can argue the point with him. You can scream at him, but there's no need to hit him.
No, some people, and Lauren, you'll agree with me, some families who are scummy, yeah, they only know violence, don't they? That's all they understand.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not afraid of the guards, they're not whatever. You have to kind of, like all bullies, like, bullies are afraid of people that are bigger than them and stronger than them or whatever. Like, bullies only pick on people that are smaller than them. So, absolutely, if you stand up, absolutely, it will stop. More than likely, it will stop.
Okay, so two wrongs do make a right then, do they?
And when it comes to your kids, if I spent all the whole of third year with my daughter letting the school were doing this, the school were doing that, I let them do whatever. But as I said, once a parent is brought into it, the gloves are off, then that's my job then to step in with it, like, you know, because if they're not going to do anything, if it's outside school grounds or whatever, then I have to intervene. Absolutely, I have to intervene.
All right, Lauren, stay there for one second. Again, this isn't about intervening. This is about throwing digs. That's the difference, Lauren.
Okay. I understand it, but I can see where that parent came from. Like, with somebody, when a man turned around and said, "Well, your kid needs to toughen up," I see red, and I would absolutely, and then like the hard man goes and calls the guards. I mean, if I was that little bully, a 7-year-old bully, I'd have to move schools because I'd be mortified for me and my dad. I'd be absolutely mortified.
All right, do me a favour, Lauren. Stay on the line there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Matt.
Yeah, what's up, lads? I don't think your man done any wrong there hitting the outfit. If the other outfit got smart with him and telling him that his own son should stand up for himself, because it's not making any sense, him saying that, and then he's gone ringing the police saying he got assaulted because he got a slap. You know what I mean? So he's obviously fucking a tick for fairy, but and like, you could go out to schools. The schools, our kids are only in schools for a few hours then. What about outside the school? Like, it says they live on the same road, so it's going to continue on. But I don't know. I don't know really how to go, but I wouldn't say your man is wrong for hitting the other bloke a slap anyway, lads. Cheers, boys. Love it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Lisa is the lady who got in contact with us. And as I mentioned earlier on, if you've anything that you want us to debate on Opinions Matter, our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And you can send us a message about anything that you'd like us to debate. And by the way, thanks very much indeed to all of you. And we get regular emails and WhatsApps with different topics for us to discuss. And an awful lot of what we bring up on this podcast is with thanks to you. So allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, it is Lisa who highlighted a story of something that happened in Finglas recently. Their young fella was being bullied by a boy who happens to be a neighbour. The kids are only 7. Anyway, daddy went over. He had enough was enough when the young fella came home yesterday crying. He called to the door, got into a row with the father. He said that our son needs to stop being a baby and harden up. And my husband saw red and gave him a dig because he deserved it. Any of the neighbours who saw it happen agree with him, giving him one because he was nothing. He has done nothing to stop his bully son. This message came in to us a moment
ago. Just
want
to make sure there's no names mentioned.
No, there isn't. I can see it. So let me read this message that's just come in to us a moment ago, and it says, "Lads, I live on that road, so don't mention my name because that family are scumbags. He deserved the slap. That little boy is only 7, but he's a terror. He does be around in the shops hassling people all the time at 7.
Oh, sure, that's the same in my shop, yeah. There's
7?
Kids. Yeah, there's kids out young.
Jesus. Yeah. That dad is just as bad. 2 bullies. Went off crying when he got a slap. Call me the letter K." So basically, she believes that this dad...
Yeah, man, why did he go off to the guards? Why didn't he just sort it out between themselves?
I don't know. He was obviously upset.
Adrian would have baked him a cake. There you go. It's not funny. I know you bullied me. You bullied me, son, but here's a cake for you.
No.
Let's be friends.
Get a grip.
Let's be friends, yeah.
Okay, let's take out a double barrel shotgun then.
Nobody's talking about shotguns.
Like, where do you stop? The point I'm trying to make is violence is not the answer to prevent your son being bullied. And that's it. It's as simple as
the
that.
The only thing to...
Call that lefty all you like.
It is lefty.
It's not.
It's weak.
It's not.
Weak. It's weak.
Oh, being Rambo isn't weak, isn't it? Let me go to Sinead. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sinead. 2 wrongs don't make a right, or do they?
In this case, they do, you know. Like, people are talking about one punch could kill someone. So that child that's bullying that other child, what if that bully punched that child and killed them? Is that all right?
No, of course not. Of course not.
So what's the difference? That man that when he went to his door and said, "Your child would want to harden up," he'd want to harden up and fucking answer back to himself instead of ringing the fucking police.
Now, I agree, they're calling the guards. Yeah, I agree. That it was very, very hypocritical of him.
Your son should harden themselves up, but when I get hit, I'm going to ring 999. That's a fucking coward.
No, no, I agree with you on that point of view. And when I read the whole story and I heard the whole story, and then I thought, JC, he rang the guard.
It's all right when the adult is getting bullied, right, for him to ring the police and say, oh, help, some man is out to hit me. But when the child is getting bullied, just tell your child to toughen up. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense, except this father is obviously a dirtbag that wants to get your man into trouble, wants to, and that's the only way he can deal with it.
He's afraid of a punch, but it's all right for him to tell the child that's being bullied, oh, you want to harden up.
Yeah, it is
mental
a bit hypocritical.
Suicide is rife.
But let me ask you, Sinead.
Cases like this.
Let me ask you, Sinead, about whether or not two wrongs make a right. And trying to argue is that, what will it achieve to prevent his son being bullied? If anything, it could make it worse.
Well, maybe the child that's being bullied will realise that when this stuff happens, daddy's out of getting a smack, so therefore this could happen to me, so I won't do it again.
Maybe. Or he picks on him even more because of what happened between the two dads.
Oh, he won't, because daddy's had to be made a show of on the road. Daddy's had to show his true colours and show him that he's not as tough as he's telling a 7-year-old boy to be, because he had to ring the police. I'd be embarrassed if that was my father. I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, you'd be embarrassed. Oh, right.
Yeah. Telling me to go out, or telling me to tell the child they'd want to harden up, but then when I get a smack, I'm to ring the police because I'm not hard enough to stand up for myself, but I can vouch for my 7-year-old boy. That's a fucking windy cunt.
Say it as it is there, why don't you, Sinead? Okay, so let me...
That's just me.
Okay, as you said, you believe this dad was right to lose the plot and hit the father a dig.
Yeah.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
When your child is being bullied, you just go around them, thump the face off the father, and that's the end of that.
I said, when I read that message, I totally agreed with you, Adrian. I was going to say, two wrongs don't make a right. You're going up to show your child, I'm going to be a bully now, and I'm telling you to stand up to people like me. But it sounds like that child's a nightmare. And as that caller said before me, you're going to be totally embarrassed by your dad now, and his dad now can't handle a bully.
Like, and do you think that's the message that he's given his son when he called the guards?
Yeah. That, oh, look, I you're being a bully son, but when I get bullied, look what happens, I go and run. I go and run and I go get windy, and she called him a windy cunt.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and she called him a windy cunt. So, like, if that's what he's like, he's 7 years of age and he's that much of a bully already and that much of a tyrant. Like, you can't ring the guards on him because he's seven. Nothing's going to be done.
Okay, but, let me just go back to this father, his son being bullied by the other kid. Yep, and he's angry, and I understand him being angry, and he takes his anger out on the father. He goes over to the father, has it out with him. The father says something he doesn't like, which was something like, tell your son to grow up, or tell your son to be brave or whatever. He needs to stop being a baby and harden up. And that was the point at which he snapped and he hit him a dig. But what has it solved? Nothing.
It hasn't, but it's showing that little 7-year-old that your dad's a windbag. You can't be a bully. I started this, when I read the message, I was on the opinion, two wrongs don't make a right. You can't come over throwing digs. But listening to everybody, like, I have got kids that age. And I'm sure if I was told, like, my 7-year-old, she's a girl, like, if I was told, get her to toughen up, I'd probably have the same response. I would.
Yeah, I genuinely don't believe that this solves anything. It is difficult enough.
Sir, you keep on saying that. You're like a broken record. You keep on saying, I don't think that's going to solve anything, even though we've heard from John, who did the exact same thing, and, oh, whoop-de-doo, it solved everything. So stop saying
isn't he lucky that it did?
Yeah, but it does solve everything.
It might shut him up. It might stop the 7-year-old now. As you once said, he'd be totally embarrassed and he's been shown up to be a bully and, like, a windbag. It could stop it now. That could be the end of it.
Because he's seen his own dad as a windbag.
Yeah, well, his dad went and rang the guards. But it's all right for his son to do it. It's all right for his son to go out and be a bully. And
you see, his dad, the dad will probably argue that that's the right thing to do. Don't let people away with this sort of thing.
But his son's getting away with it. He was up in the school, they've been called to the door, like, he's letting his son away with it. So now his son is saying, as your mum said, I love that word, windbag, that he's gone around the guard.
Well, she went a bit further, like, she said a windy cunt. That's what
a windy cunt. But
But I was there in this agreement you, Adrian, where I'm saying two wrongs don't make a right. But at the same time, I've seen everyone's point. That was me. I would probably swing a dig if I was told to tell my child to toughen up. When you've gone the right channels about it, when you've gone to the school, you've knocked at the parents' doors, you've tried to go the right channels about it. And if I was told to tell my daughter to toughen up, I probably would. I'd turn around and swing a dig.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Throw digs. That'll solve bullying, all the bullying crises in the world. Just throw a dig.
Windy cunt. I just love that. I just love that.
Okay, let me bring in Grace, who's been on to us.
As a parent, if I went to somebody's house and said, your child is bullying my child, can you sort it out? And they said to me, your child needs to toughen up, I would 100% knock them out. They should be teaching their children right from wrong. And if somebody came to my house and said, your son is bullying my son wouldn't see the light of day. He wouldn't see the light of day until I thought he had learned his lesson. I would take everything away from him. Switches, PlayStations, everything. He would see nothing. He would eat and sleep and that's it. You have to teach them right from wrong. And if that man said, your child needs to toughen up, too right, I would leave him on his arse.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Good, Jeremy. Adrian, yourself?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Nicola. What did you want to say on this?
Well, my 7-year-old was being picked on in school. I approached the school. This young fella kept kicking him in the private. I approached the school numerous times about it, and I was fed up then in the end. So I approached the elf, and then when our young fella put his hand around my child's neck and was choking my child, I told her if a child ever put her hands on my child again, she would know what it was like to have my hands around her neck, and I wouldn't stop until she wasn't breathing.
Jesus.
Your kids are your kids. At the end of the day, if no one can put their kids in check, it's okay. Up to someone else to do it.
So go on, keep going.
It's up to someone else to do it.
You threatened to strangle this woman.
No, I told her to kill her. Yeah, she'd know what my hands is like around her neck.
Okay, right. Certainly taking it to the next level. And what did she say when you threatened to strangle her?
Not much. Our excuse was, there's an English barrier. No, there's not. You're in this country, you learn English. You learn to speak the language that we all speak in this country. Don't be using that as an excuse. Your son's a little... I'm not going to say it on the radio.
You can say it. Go on, say it.
Your son's a little fucking run. Oh, that's putting it nicely.
Okay.
So I'll be a run to her. I would kill her. I'd kill for me kids.
But what... Again, I'm going to ask the question, Nicola. You would kill for your kids.
Yeah, of course.
And end up with a life sentence in prison.
Yeah, yeah. I'd fucking gladly take that charge to Adrian if anyone touched me kids.
How is that going to benefit your children?
They could visit me in prison, couldn't they? I can't visit them if they're in a graveyard. I already visit one of my children in a graveyard. I am not going to visit another one in a graveyard over some little tyrant that doesn't like that. Just wants to strangle people.
Well said.
So
you threatened
to strangle this woman.
Yeah.
And did the bullying
By the way, Adrian, it's only words. Like, that's all she is, words.
No, Jeremy, I would have actually done it in the school yards.
Okay. Yeah, no, she said she would have done it.
No, but I know, but words
not
are words.
A fucking problem.
But anyway, sorry, so you threatened this woman. Did the bullying stop?
Yeah, the child doesn't even say hello to me, Uncle Flynn. He just walks by him.
So he hasn't gone near him since?
So he hasn't
gone near him since?
Nope, nothing.
So
nothing at all.
Do you believe making that threat, and it's a fairly serious threat, against the mother is what called the young fella off?
Yeah, but she knew she was going to get bullied at the schoolyard, didn't she? So she knew. She knew then how my child felt. My child is the tallest in his class. He'd be the biggest out of his class as well. But he's as soft as butter. He comes across like a little hard man when you see him. Like, if you just looked at Alfie, he's a little hard man, but he's as soft as butter. He wouldn't say boo to anybody. I'm not going to let anyone's dragged up little runt bully me kids. Not a chance.
So again, the solution then, this is what I'm hearing on this podcast today. The solution to bullying is to threaten violence.
What I hear on this podcast is a woman, a mother, who would do anything to protect her children. And that's you, by the way.
Making ridiculous statements like, I'd go to prison for life in prison. That's ridiculous.
So, Jerry or Adrian, if someone was bullying your kids to the point your kid didn't want to go to school, you're saying...
I would deal with it, but I don't.
But you're after reproaching the school, you're after reproaching the parent and telling the parent, listen, you have to stop this. That wasn't the first time I've approached her.
So the way to deal with bullying, I just want to make this perfectly clear.
Why ask her a stupid question if it's not being worked out by the school,
if it's not being worked out by the parent, is to go and beat lumps or threaten to beat lumps out of the parent.
Didn't it stop poor little runt hitting my child? Her child had my arm. Poor little, it's not even a child, it's a little dragged up animal, had his hands around my child's neck. That's all right, is it?
No, I didn't say it was. When did I ever say that?
No, but I'm saying, is that all right?
No, of course it's not. But you doing the same thing isn't right either.
No, but then she'd have known, like I meant, when I approached her first, I told her, listen, tell him to keep his hands off of him. I said, because the next time I'm going to get my young flit to him, mind. My young flit is big, so a punch off and maybe swung a punch would hurt. Well, my young flit won't hit anybody. Because he's taller than everyone in his class, he thinks I can't hit them because they're smaller than me, even though half of them are older than them. He's not a bully. So why should I let him be bullied?
You're right. You are a proper mother. Adrian, someone wants to put a question to you. Let me just read it out here. Adrian, this is for you from Viv. She says, why are you so shocked that parents want to protect their children? Yeah, I'm actually sitting here as well.
How can you twist that around? I'm not in any way shocked.
I'm sitting here flabbergasted by...
Shocked that parents are looking after... That's a ridiculous statement.
No, it's not a ridiculous statement.
Obviously, you stand up for your children.
You do whatever it takes.
But Adrian, if the parent isn't doing it when you approach
Hang on, it doesn't have to bring the parents down to the same level as the little runt of a bully.
Because you have to go down to their level.
Exactly. In order to get your point across, you have to go down to the level that they're after dragging that yoke up to. They'd say that is all right, like our whole little Johnny is going into school, like putting his hands around my child's neck. Not a chance. Not a hope. When I approached her the first time and told her, tell your kid to keep your hand, or his hands off my child, and it kept up and kept up, I said, right. And my young flit dad kept saying to me, don't do it, don't do it. And I was like, I'm going to flip a lid. I am going to kill that Ellen at that school gate.
You see, Lorraine, let me just bring you back in for a second. I mean, when you're getting to that level that you threaten to strangle a parent, that's ridiculous.
It's not, though. I can see her point. I can 100% see her point. If her child is being that tormented in school and she has gone to the school, she's gone to the mother and it hasn't stopped, what is your other alternative? I have a question for you, Adrian. What happened? You've seen all these kids that commit suicide from bullying, are in therapy and in treatment for bullying and commit suicide. How they say, what? Like, what do you do then? Like, how do you stop that from happening?
Lorraine, on this conversation, you're actually speaking to somebody who was bullied as a kid, okay? Who was bullied as a teenager very badly, and I've spoken about this many times. But I still don't believe that two wrongs make a right.
So how would you approach Adrian then? If the parents was doing nothing, how would you do? What would you do about it?
I'd go to the school.
I've been to the school. I got onto the Department of Education. I've done everything the right way first time around,
I would also tackle the parent, but I wouldn't. I just don't believe you achieve anything by bringing violence into the conversation with the parent.
When I told her I was going to put my hands around her neck, her son never went near my child again. So in my case, it worked.
I don't know if it works all the time.
Okay, I was giving it a go, didn't I? And it worked.
Okay,
she knew I was serious.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in a lot of reactions to this. This is Calvin.
How are you, lads? Love the show, as always. I think there's kind of two rights and wrongs here. Maybe before the dad went up to the bully's dad, he should have filed like at least a police report or a few things about it. Now I'm not sure if that's the right way to do it, but at least he'd have evidence that his son is being bullied. As he said in all our podcasts, teachers, principals, they can't do anything about it. So I would think that if he had a few police reports at least, and then you see in red and gave your man a dig, that at least they can show it in court, you know, that this has been going on for some time. It's been affecting his child And that's in the end what happened. And hopefully then that little shithead of a bully will see the fact that his actions got his dad a fucking punch, and will give it a break. That's just my opinion.
See, I don't know if that's necessarily true. It could make the young fella even more hardened. Kelly has been on with a message for me.
Adrian, what would you rather? Would you rather sit in a prison knowing that your child is still alive, at home, healthy, still breathing? Or would you rather sit at that child's graveside wishing that you did more to prevent your child from ending his life because he thought that was the only way to end the pain that he was in?
All right, Kelly, would I rather be sitting in a prison cell while my kids are at home with no dad? Don't think that's really in the plan, is it? Don't think it should be in anyone's plan to end up in prison and leave their kids to fend for themselves, basically.
Again, you do whatever it takes.
Like, who provides for them then when you're in prison? Oh, God, brilliant parenting.
You're not going to get prison, by the way, for punching
somebody. Well, you will if you strangle somebody.
I don't think she was actually... Nicola, were you actually going to strangle the person?
She would have. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, if our little tyrant hadn't stopped, yeah, I would have. I'd have kicked her around the school, outside the school. I'd have pulled her head off.
No, pulled her head off.
No, but I think you're only saying that.
She's saying she would have done it.
No, I'm telling you now, Jeremy, I'd have killed her outside that school, okay? Why should I bring my child up to respect everybody if her little runt is just going to go around, here, I'm going to hit him for
Jesus,
breath.
I would have loved a man like you when I was younger.
Come on,
would
you? Over. I'll take you now.
Well, you'd love Margaret to have kicked lumps out of people outside the school.
Margaret, yeah, if I went home and said I was bullied, Margaret would just go, what did you do wrong? Nicola, I need you as me ma, okay?
Right, you just ring me now when anyone gets on your case. Please just give me a bell.
And look, her name is Nicola Dixon as well. There you go. You couldn't make it up. You literally couldn't. I love you, Nicola.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I don't agree with you strangling people.
Just for the record.
You just want me to do it for you.
Just on the off chance, woman appears in court charged with strangling neighbour.
Yeah.
Stay there for a second, Nicola. Let me go to...
It's not a great parent, though, that will do anything for their child.
No, I don't agree with actually strangling somebody.
Okay, you strangle. That's like... when my kids don't...
She's after telling you about 10 times she would have done it.
But that's like you saying, Adrian, remember when you were...
Am I about to get another ear bashing?
No, I'm actually agreeing. You know when you used to say to your kids, if you don't eat your dinner, I'm going to strangle you. You didn't actually strangle your kids.
But Nicola, again, you did mean it, didn't you?
Jeremy, I actually did mean it. Okay. I do life in the prison cell for
which,
her.
Which part of this did you not get?
Okay, I'm picking up
now. Thank you, hang on. John, are you about to give me an ear bashing or can I go home safely?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good.
Here's the story, lads. You know, I was in this position many a year ago. My son was getting bitten. He was getting kicked. He was getting punched. And I went to the school numerous amount of times over this. And they said, look, you know, we'll have a chat with him and we'll have a chat with the parents and this and that. They never really done anything about it. So I got on to the NEWB. I don't know if you know, it's National Educational Welfare Board, about the school. And I reported the school, you know, because I didn't want to go down this route of kicking the parents around. And I asked them to intervene. And they got on to the school and they had a chat with them and they got back to me. Oh, we're going to move now to class, you know. And I said, well, okay, well, that's fair enough. I said, I can't ask for any better than that. The further away from him, the better. But they didn't. And, you know, my young kid didn't want to go to school anymore, lads. He literally didn't. And I left him off school. And then the school...
Go on. So what did you do?
So the school was on to me. Where is your little lad? I said, yeah, he's not going to school. I said, I'm going to find him another school. I said, it's disgraceful that I have to do this. I got letters out anyway. And I was getting threatened to court if I didn't bring my son to school. I explained what was going on. Anyway, long story short, I just started going to the school and I figured out who his parents were. And I said to the parents, I said, listen, this has got to stop. I was told to fuck off. That's what I was told. And I said, look, I says, if it happens again, I says, me and you are going to have it out. I says, I'm serious. I says, I'm serious. I says, this is the way it's going to go. And it happened again, Adrian. And it happened again and again. And that was it. So I waited outside the school and I seen the alpha coming out with the owl. And I walked up to him. I gave him such a fucking dig. I knocked him in the next week. Yeah, and I was actually bent to that. I says, I told you, I says, I warned you so many times. I says, next time, I says, I won't be just a dig. I said, I'll fucking kill you. And that was the end of that. I know you mean that was the end of that. Yes, he did report me to the school, and there was a bit of trouble over it. But I gave a fuck to the school. I says, that was your fault. I says, this is what I had to do. I says, because you cunts wouldn't sort it out.
So the way, so hang on, Rambo. The way of dealing with
I'm not Rambo.
Oh, no, you.
Defending my kids.
You're carrying on like Rambo.
I've done. Carrying on, I'm telling you how it is. I'm telling you what happened, Adrian. I'm not Rambo by no means.
Again, I understand, and because and I've mentioned this before, I'm somebody who was bullied as a kid, so I get it. I understand the trauma that it causes to children, blah, 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 blah. But I don't believe that the way to solve it is to threaten to beat the shit out of the parent. I just don't.
Can I put you in a scenario, Adrian? I want to put you in a perfect scenario here. You're sitting here in the morning and your son is crying in front of you. He doesn't want to go to school because he's afraid of that little bastard in there. And his parents won't do anything about it because they're dragging up little knackers to suit him. What would you do? What are you going to do, Adrian, when you have nothing left to do? You have no line anymore. The school, you've done the school, you've done everything. What are you going to do? Are you going to fail your son? Because I tell you one thing, I couldn't stand back and watch this.
Okay, I would sooner call the guards than...
And what the fuck are the guards going to do?
You tell the guards that your son's being assaulted in school and let them deal with it.
Well, they're just an agent at 7 and 8 years a day. They're not going to do fuck off. They're not going to do nothing. That's why I didn't call the guards. If the school's not doing anything about it, surely the fucking guards aren't going to do anything about it. Come on, Asia.
So, and do you believe... Okay, hang on. So let's have a nationwide campaign then. If your child is being bullied at school, go down and punch the head off the parent. That'll solve it. Is that what we
Everybody
do?
Everybody to their own, Asia. Everybody to their own. I'm just telling you what happened and what I had to do. I had to take the law into my own hands. I wouldn't have given a fuck if the cops knocked at the door. Oh, you're under arrest. Oh, yeah, so be it. I wouldn't have cared less if it was in front of a judge. I wouldn't care. I don't care. I do anything for my kids. If anybody's going to make my kids cry, they're fucking murder the fuckers. You know, my kids are my number one priority. You know, even at this age, like they're in their early 20s now. I still would murder someone for them. Of course I would. No doubt about it.
All right, I want to go back to the story that started this conversation. This was Lisa's message that came into us earlier on. And we just got a message in from somebody who signs their name Jake. And Jake said, boys, my girlfriend lives on the next road and there's killings going on over this. The two mads were out screaming at each other last night. They're all behaving like children. But my girlfriend said that the kid bullies a lot of kids on the road and the parents are well aware of what's going on. And again, John, I'm going to go back to the point here. There's killings going on over this between grown adults behaving like children. Listen to what they said. And who suffers as a result of all that shit? The kids.
No, how are the kids suffering?
Of course, yeah.
What, to see your man down knocking lumps out of the neighbours? Stop it, will you?
Well, it's unfortunately got to come to that. It's got to come to it. You know, you're not going to... Look, what you'd rather do, Asia? You've got to have to nip it in the bud somewhere. The cops don't work. The school doesn't work. What else are you going to be left with? One-on-one, let's fucking get it on. Bang, that's it. Sorted.
Yeah,
it's the only way.
For the first time ever in the history of this podcast, which is about 3 years now, I agree with every word that gentleman just said, I have to say.
You don't normally call him a gentleman.
Thank you, Jeremy Dixon.
Yeah, but he's feeling gentleman today. Because you do anything to protect your children.
Oh, hang on, coming in.
Of course you would.
Here is a message from the Minister for Education. If your child is being bullied at school, go and beat the shite out of the parent. That's what we're talking about here, lads.
Adrian,
that is what we're talking about.
What else are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do?
If your kids...
What else are you left with?
If your kids... I want my kids growing up knowing that they have someone strong there to protect them, yeah?
Rambo.
Absolutely.
Someone strong.
Obviously yours didn't, Adrian. That they didn't.
Someone strong.
Yeah, someone strong. And people saying they couldn't find my way.
Call back on their dad and people they're going to think about this.
People messaging saying I couldn't find my way out of a paper bag. I'm well able to look after myself. Thanks very
inside
much.
Inside a paper bag.
Inside a paper bag. Outside one now, I'm fucked. But I'm well able. And I would literally, like that gentleman on the phone there.
So why does the Minister for Education not say that then,
Jeremy? I would see red.
Why does he not say that?
Because it's not the purge.
Okay. Like, you know, why would a judge not look on you favourably? Well done, Mr.
Oh, there would be what's it called again? Extenuating circumstances. Not what it's called.
Your child was being bullied and you kicked the shit out of this man. Well, and the judge is meant to say, well done.
No, who's talking about kicking shit?
Sean.
I agree with the father hitting the other father. He got smart, you know. Yeah, the kid may need to toughen up whatever, but you know, you need to stop your kids bullying him. So the father, I think the father was right to smack him. He was either going to smack the father or smack the son. But this young fella might stop bullying now because of it, because he'll be thinking now someone else might come up and batter his dad. So hopefully he fucking stops. But yeah, parents need to crack down on the bullying with their kids. Take it easy.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sean. This is Neil.
Opinions matter.
I know where Adrian's coming from, but I do agree with Jeremy on this one. I do know where you're coming from, Adrian. The laws are fucking shy. That's what it is. The laws can't stop bullying, so you have to do it in a different way that will stop it. And unfortunately, it's violence. That father deserved a punch in the fucking head when he didn't do out with his own son to stop hitting that other boy. Some kids grow up and they're extremely soft, and that's just in their DNA and in their nature. There's nothing you can do about it. And other kids triumph on this. So when you go down to a father and ask him to stop bullying your child and he doesn't do anything about it and he says no, well then you're going to be fucking bullied. Give him a punch and maybe a kick in the bollocks and tell him, if your son comes near me again, I'll be back around. Unfortunately, the laws are fucking shite in regards to bullying in this fucking country.
Ooh.
Cheers, lads.
Jesus. Cheers, Neil. Thanks very much indeed.
I love the way Neil can go from 0 to 10.
Wound up like a grandfather clock.
You can be on talking about, yeah, it's a lovely day here and I'm driving me taxi. By the way, kill them all. And have a nice day, lads. By the way, I hate them. But have a nice day, lads. It's passion, Adrian.
Let me squeeze passion in this message from Jay.
How are you, Adrian? Adrian, have you not seen the TikTok going around lately? It's an old video from a while back of the mother who stood up in the court and shot the man who raped and murdered her 7-year-old daughter. Now, what would you do in that circumstance? Would you go up and knock on his door and talk to him? Or would you kill him? I wonder would you answer that?
I don't really have an answer. It's a very hypothetical situation, Jay. Isn't it?
That's a chicken's answer.
Thank you very much indeed. What's that? What's that bark, bark, bark for?
It's you. You're a chicken.
No, I just don't.
Why would you even answer?
You're annoying me today, so should I just get up and thump the head off you?
No, because I'd literally send you into next week.
You wouldn't. There's a desk in between us. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast. Share it on your own social media if you can. Opinions Matter is produced by Adrian and Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.